This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The next big marker on the state of the American economy lands tomorrow morning at 8:30 Washington time, the May unemployment reports. And I could guess how many jobs we added last month or what the employment rate might turn out to be. No upside in that for me, really. But there is going to be one number in tomorrow's report that we can pretty much guarantee. Long-term unemployment will be somewhere above 40%. That's more than 5 million people out of work for 6 months or more, many of whom have already lost federal unemployment benefits. So we sent Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman to find out how they've been getting by.
If you want to find unemployed people, go where they've got the unemployment benefits. That's the state unemployment office.
Okay, so let's.
This one is in a lower middle class neighborhood in Portland, Oregon, where I meet Alan Kern. He's 62 with four grown children and a few grandkids as well.
I was a pastor and a missionary for many years and writing a novel and actually going over my novel and editing it here.
Not just editing the novel about his missionary work in Africa, also scanning the help wanted listings. Kern lost his job last year when his church closed its doors, and because Congress cut back on long-term jobless benefits, he's only getting 6 months of unemployment insurance. It pays $700 a month, and it's about to run out.
That gets cut off, then I don't know what we're going to do.
Public policy professor Carl Van Horn has a pretty good guess what he'll do, though. Van Horn runs the Center for Workforce Development at Rutgers University. He's been following a sample group of long-term unemployed people since 2009.
The majority of them sold possessions, missed payments on their mortgages or credit cards. One in five moved in with another family member. A very large percentage borrowed money from friends or family or even their adult children.
So I asked Kern,
what about family or friends? I mean, would you ever go to that point?
Yeah, well, I did go to that point with my son, who's in the military. He supported us for a while a few years back. That would be a last resort. It comes a point where, you know, you kind of lose self-respect.
And Kern says with his wife making around $1,700 a month at a florist's shop, more government assistance is out of reach. Van Horn says Kern is probably right.
Government programs, almost all of them are means-tested. You have to have fairly low income and assets before you're qualified.
But more and more people are qualifying. Take food stamps. In 2007, the number of Americans getting food stamps was 26 million. Last year, it was 44 million. Wynette Dodson is one of them. She's another of the long-term unemployed people I met at the Portland Job Center. Dodson's 59. She got laid off as a drug and alcohol counselor back in 2010. She had been getting $34 per month in food stamps. Then her unemployment insurance ran out.
So now it's boosted up to $180. You have to budget. I can manage pretty well, household manage.
But all the good housekeeping in the world couldn't replace $1,056 a month in unemployment checks. Dodson says her daughter has a good job as a bus driver.
My baby girl, she steps in and helps her mom out and my church that I belong to. Then I just applied for SSI because I do have a medical disability.
SSI, that stands for Supplemental Security Income. It's a Social Security program that pays people who can't work full-time because they're blind or disabled. Dodson has diabetes. Since the recession hit, applications for SSI have spiked, and the number of new recipients is up more than 30%. That's among workers who are already close to retirement, and also among the age group you'd least expect, 18 to 34-year-olds in their prime earning years. Carl Van Horn says SSI is one way people are replacing income after unemployment runs out if they can qualify with a disability. But he says for younger workers, it's a dangerous road.
Because they've labeled themselves as unable to work. Getting disability benefits is often a one-way street. It's very hard to come back into the labor market once you've gone in that direction.
Wynette Dodson isn't worried about that. She says after 2 years without work, she'll take whatever comes.
It is a very long time. And sometimes I get frustrated. Sometimes I just want to throw my hands up, but I got to keep going.
More than 400,000 people have already run out of benefits this year as their long-term unemployment insurance ended. More will follow as states reduce the length of time people can stay on the rolls. Then they'll be scrambling for jobs and other government benefits as well. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.